Now, if you go to the concurrence list, I'm going to go through that as quickly as we can.
House Committee Substitute 1 to Senate Bill
124 is amended by House Committee Substitute 1 is passed.
That's Senate Bill 124, a measure allowing a hemp derivative known as cannabidiol to be prescribed by physicians in Kentucky, winding its way to passage on what's known as Concurrence Day. House and Senate leaders often work into the wee hours to hammer out compromise versions of bills, Senate President Robert Stivers.
I'm hoping today that the executive branch budget will be passed along with the legislative and judicial branch budgets, and from there we'll move forward, get that done tonight.
Lawmakers came to agreement on the budgets following animated negotiations on Saturday that stretched into early morning Sunday. House Speaker Greg Stumbo was asked Monday what broke the logjam.
Well, some would say it was almost fisticuffs that occurred early that morning, but I'm not so crass as to say that. I really believe that I think it was a breakthrough for the General Assembly to kind of come together and not let Washington gridlock permeate those negotiations.
Other measures expected to land on the governor's desk include an amended heroin bill and $1.5 million for the Rupp Arena project, far less than the $65 million in bonding requested by Mayor Jim Gray. Josh James, WUKY News.